Radio Catskill.
From Northeast Pennsylvania, from New York's Catskills, on either side of the Delaware River, this is WJFF. The show is Folk Plus, and I'm your host, Angela Page. Stay tuned for today's theme. So thanks for the honor of your time this hour on this show. I'm going to be playing songs about airports and airplanes and flying. There's been a lot in the news lately, even in 2021 with COVID, and 2022, there were upwards of 5,000 flights canceled around New Year's. There just was not the staff. People were calling in sick with COVID or maybe just calling in scared. And in 2023, it didn't start any better. Not only did Southwest Airlines have a complete meltdown, but that began sort of a domino effect, and people were stuck for days, and sometimes without a prospect for a week of getting where they were going. People rented cars, got on buses. It was quite a mess. And then a week later, the FAA announced that their emergency system had a glitch, and it was up to airlines to decide whether to go or not, but they had no way of knowing if there was some problem in an airport where they were going, so most decided to cancel. So that was over 6,000 flights canceled in the second week of 2023. So air flight, flying, airplanes, and airports is the theme today on the show. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Affirmative. Left turn on 7, hold short of runway 31 right. You're behind, be behind an Eastern Electra.
All good. Well, I've been working at the airport all the livelong day. Well, I've been working at the airport checking bags for bombs and blades. I can't see inside your suitcase as the belt moves ever forward. Leave that can of beans behind, 'cause it ain't allowed on board. That pocket knife ain't allowed, that handgun ain't allowed, that water bottle ain't allowed on board. That toothpaste ain't allowed, that hand cream ain't allowed, that dynamite ain't allowed on board. That container has liquid inside it. That container has liquid, I know, oh, oh. That container has liquid inside it. Well, it's probably just liquid soap. Well, see, I told you so. See, I told you so, oh, oh. Well, see, I told you so. But still, that might explode.
See, I told you so. Oh, oh, well, see, I told you so.
but still it might explode. Well, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. Oh, oh, well, see, I told you so. But still it might explode.
I bought a ticket to Australia for my holiday. Figured it'd be just the thing to wash the stress away. Got my boarding pass and found at last that I was seated in the middle of the row. Businessman beside me smelled like those passing gin. The lady to my left was talking about her grandchildren. Two kids behind me were screaming for their mom. She was screaming back. I wondered how come I got the worst seat on the plane. By the time I land, I'll be insane. My legs are starting to go numb and I just wanna kill someone. I got the worst seat on the plane. Ladder's full of bags and pain. Next time I have somewhere to go, I think I'll ride my bicycle. I couldn't go to sleep because the pillow's too damn awkward. So I tried to watch the movie, but it starred Kevin Costner. Earphones hurt my head and the reading light was dead. But then the pilot said turbulence is on the way. Coffee on my tray was now on my lap. The old lady beside me had a heart attack. The children screeched so loud I thought my skull would crack. The businessman turned blue, threw up on my back. I got the worst seat on the plane. By the time I land I'll be insane. My legs are starting to go numb and I just wanna kill someone. I got the worst seat on the plane. The ladder's full, my back's in pain. Next time I have somewhere to go, think I'll just rent the video. After 7 hours, I could take no more. So I tried opening the emergency door. But the flight attendant tackled me to the floor. She said, go back to your seat, dear. I said, I'd rather get off here.
I got the worst seat on the plane. I think that I am now insane. My legs are both completely numb and I want to kill everyone. I got the worst seat on the plane.
Bladder first, my back's in pain. Next time that I get wanderlust, I think that I'll just take the bus.
I got the worst seat on the plane. Got the worst seat on the plane. Got the worst seat on the plane.
I got the worst seat on the plane. Got the worst seat on the plane. Yeah! Got the worst seat on the plane. Which one? I got the worst seat on the plane.
You'll be going into gate 6. Hold short of taxiway Tango.
Okay, we'll hold short of Tango.
Passengers are reminded to keep personal items of luggage with them at all times. Any unattended luggage in the terminal building will be removed by the security services and may be destroyed.
Outside the taxi window, on the way to catch my flight, I noticed snowflakes playing in the ever-failing light. When he dropped me at departure, it was really coming down, deep and crisp and even. It settled on the ground. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Doors are locked and bolted. Let the festivities begin. The terminal was seething without much Christmas cheer. So I found an empty closet and bedded down in there. When I awoke much later, I was quite alone. Check-in was deserted, everyone had gone. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I took a set of x-rays, they came out rather well. It looks
like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. I'm doing Santa's sleigh ride on the baggage carousel.
Passengers are advised that oversized items such as buggies, dollhouses,
like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I should be at the table with all my kith and kin. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Don't save me any turkey. I found a burger in a bin.
That was Nick Lowe with Christmas at the Airport. Happened to many people this past year and many years since. Maybe it's happened to you. We've just had a lot of horrible stories about people traveling cross-country, renting a car because they just can't get home. The airport situation has been newsworthy. That's from his release, Quality Street, and from Idiot Road, we heard The Arrogant Worms, and we heard Worst Seat on the Plane. And we heard an airport medley from Robin and Jenny Binneman, and that was live at Folk Stage. This next cut is by Michael McNevin. I love this cut. It's a true story about a guy named Hob Thrasher, 90-year-old guy playing fiddle in an airport, killing time. And since Michael was doing the same thing, they began playing the Wabash Cannonball and other tunes as they passed the time in the airport. Here is Hob Thrasher.
I met Hob Thrasher at the airport. Thanksgiving weekend moving slow. He sat beside me with his grandson. He had his fiddle case in tow. He asked me if I played rhythm. I said, maybe now, let's see. Spent a little while tuning. Played the Wabash Cannonball in G. When you got 90-year-old fingers, play the fiddle best you can. When you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. Well, there was not a crowd around us. We weren't in anybody's way. And we didn't mind who hurt us. We were glad enough to play. Now maybe some folks don't like waiting. And maybe some don't like to fly. And maybe others miss their jet planes and pick a tune to pass the time. You got 90-year-old fingers. Play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. Bob looked at me over his glasses. He don't read music off the stand. He just plays them like he hears them and teaches youngsters how to jam. Well, don't look at me to play no solo. I'm playing bad enough for now. I'll just play rhythm for Hop Thrasher and tap my heel on the ground. When you got 90-year-old fingers, you play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, let a stranger join your band. When you live 90-odd Thanksgivings and you play the fiddle high and sweet, you got a tune to give your grandson, a Wabash Cannonball in G.
Hob Prasada Rao on fiddle.
5164, which one are you using? 31 right or left?
Mohawk 64, Mike, 31 right, straight ahead.
Yeah. Okay, right.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving. again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to touch.
Yeah, I've been here before. Hey, somehow this don't feel the same. Talk is then we can talk all night long. You may never figure out where our love's gone wrong, yeah. Don't wanna be standing here and I don't wanna be talking here and I don't really care who's to blame. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Old people say love's not forever anymore. Young people walk away from love alone to pace the floor. Hey, other old, I say that love is still the same. You can walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heels again. I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Two lonely hearts in this airport knowing ain't neither heart knows which way the other heart's going. That crown you're wearing, that's your halo turned upside down. Where's the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have that ticket for that lonely plane that's headed out. And don't wanna be standing here and I don't wanna be talking here and I don't really care who's to blame. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane.
Doing songs about airplanes, flying, airports today on the show. Thanks for taking this ride with me. You just heard Tom Russell, Outbound Plane. That's from the Tom Russell Anthology. I realized I just played him recently singing with Ian Tyson. And we lost Ian. Pretty tragic when these people disappear from our lives, but we still have them recorded and we can hear them again with the magic of recording. Elton John before that with Rocket Man from Flower Power, Born to Be Wild, Disc 1. And also from that release, we heard Leaving on a Jet Plane. Peter, Paul, and Mary did that. And that, of course, was written by John Denver. Which brings me to sort of a subset of the show, Artists That Died While Flying. And John Denver, of course, was in that category. He was born in 1943. He was Henry Dutchendorf. Changed his name to Denver. He loved Aspen. In fact, Colorado made Rocky Mountain High one of their two state songs.
In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High.
A new plane on October 12th of 1997, he crashed in that plane and we lost him. He was 53 years old. There's other artists that died from plane crashes. The great Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling.
In 1963, she was only 32. Buddy Holly, also Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper all went down on the same plane, February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died. We lost Jim Croce in a plane crash in September of 1973.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day.
Otis Redding was born in Georgia, and he earned money for his family by singing with Little Richie.
Yeah.
And we lost him in a plane crash on December 10th of 1967.
You try your little tenderness, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The weather was poor, there was rain and fog.
Oh, man, man.
And the pilot radioed for permission to land early.
I know she's waiting.
But sadly, they crashed.
Just anticipating things that you'll never, 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 never.
Turn it up.
Lynyrd Skynyrd lost several members of their band, Ronnie Van Zandt, lead vocalist, and promising guitarist Steve Gaines and his sister, backup singer. That plane crashed October 20th of 1977, and it wasn't till 10 years later that Lynyrd Skynyrd got back together and Ronnie Van Zandt's little brother took over the lead vocals. Ironically, their Alabama hit was written by three members of the group, none of them from Alabama, Ronnie himself, from Jacksonville, Florida. Ronnie was known to say that he wouldn't make it to his 30th birthday, and he didn't. He died at 29. Thanks for joining me on this hour of airplanes, airports, and flying. This might be a good time to give you some raw statistics about plane crashes, since maybe that last little bit there was sort of scary. The chances of dying in a plane crash versus a car crash? Well, according to the National Safety Council, the odds of dying in a car crash as the driver are 1 in 114, and as a passenger, 1 in 654. Now compare that to the odds of dying in a plane crash, 1 in 9,821. That includes all aviation, small planes and commercial. And according to the International Air Transport Association, there is just one major aviation crash for every 7.7 million flights, sourcing 2021. To put it another way, you'd need to take a flight every day for 10,078 years to be involved in an accident with at least one death. So when you're in a car, buckle up. Let's go back to songs about airports and flying, and we'll hear Phil Oakes with his Talking Airplane Disaster.
Well, once I heard some people say, if you gotta travel, there's just one way. You gotta leave the ground, gotta go through the air, gotta find a pilot and pay your fare. You gotta sail through the sky. In other words, you gotta fly. Yeah, statistics show it's the way to go. Well, it's safer than your car, you know. Yes, it's safer than your home, safer than your street, about the safest place to put your feet. Statistics don't lie. But statistics don't die either. Well, once I heard Bob Dylan say, you gotta take a train, it's the only way. Well, nothing ever happens to trains at all. There was just one accident he could recall. Plane crashed into it. People flying in all directions then. So one day when the sky was blue, I boarded a plane and off we flew. Well, I looked out the window, insurance in my hand, just like Columbus, searching for land. Swearing I'd never fly again, just like the last time. And then one of them stewardesses ambled by, and suddenly I wasn't afraid to die. Well, she brought me coffee, pillows and tea, said you're as safe as you could be. She said there's nothing to worry about. Then she flew out the door, somebody forgot to close right. Well, the plane kept going higher and higher, I could swear both the wings were on fire. So I opened up the cockpit door, the pilot was a-laying on the floor with the other stewardess. Said, fly now and pay later. Then the plane dropped down about a mile or two. She lurched about, I swore I was through. Well, my stomach was heaving, it was tied in a knot. A little paper bag was all I got. That's the bag I'm in. Pilot said we hit an air pocket. Must have been a pocket with an awful big hole in it. Well, at last the trip was near the end. The airport was coming around the bend. But all my anxious eyes could see was 1,000 planes in the vicinity. They was landing and leaving and waving at each other, wing to wing and brother to brother. Well, the pilot was swearing and swerving around, but he said, don't worry, gang, we have radar somewhere on the ground. I wasn't worried. I was crawling up the aisle screaming, Jesus saved. Well, the trip didn't do me too much harm, but I did spend a year on the happy farm. Well, they couldn't understand why I kissed the ground, chewed the concrete, swallowed it down. Sure tasted good, like LaGuardia dirt should.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land. Right now I'm the opposite of comfy. Shots of pain keep curling up my spine. 7 hours till I'm off the airplane, and I can't get my seat to recline. Trying to get from LA to Seattle, changing planes in Boston, I don't know why. But the pilot just said,
"Well, folks,
on the airplane, that means kiss your connection goodbye." I'm already scared, 'cause before I got on board, I saw the pilot in the bar. Then the drink cart smacks my elbow, kamikaze style. It caught me by surprise, 'cause I'm not sitting on the aisle. The lady one row back has brought her poodle. How I wish this puddle could be gone, as I watch them load my suitcase on the airplane that's across from the plane that I'm on. It was $20 just to change my seat assignment, then $6 for a drink. It's pretty brash. They're charging now for dinners on the airplane, and I'm starved, but I'm all out of cash. They just gave me a 3-ounce cup of coffee, and I swear they must have brewed it yesterday. There are only 7 pillows on the airplane, and they just gave the last one away. How I wish that the guy next to me had bathed before this flight. He sleeps despite his screaming infant son. I'd shoot myself, but they made me check my gun. Blocked in so I can't get to the restroom. I'd pee my pants if I should even cough. I'm feeling more like cargo on the airplane. When, oh, when will we ever? When, oh, when will we ever? When, oh, when will we ever take off?
Set lists for Folk Plus are at folkplus.com. You can also listen to this show again, or any locally produced show, on the archives, wjffradio.org. You heard there Dave Tull. He was the one uncomfortable in the airplane. That was the airplane song. And his release, I Just Want to Get Paid. Before that, we heard the Royal Guardsmen doing Snoopy's Christmas versus the Red Baron. And we heard Phil Oakes from the early years doing Talking Airplane Disaster. But again, we've gone through the statistics, and it is much safer to fly than it is to drive your car. Up next is Richard Schindel. He's singing a song by Christine Lavin, and this is from a release called Big League Babe on Prime CD, where a whole bunch of artists got together and sang a Christine Lavin song. This is called Fly on a Plane.
I'm a fly on a plane, I'm buzzing all around. I got on in Houston, oh no, I'm San Antonio bound. I'm not riding in coach, I think I'll fly first class. I'm on the head of a banker, zip, zip, I'm on the rim of her glass. Oh my, I'm a fly, taking a free ride on a plane. I'm a fly on a plane. My flight's a little erratic, the highest I've ever been is up in an attic. I didn't mean to leave home, but now the die is cast, I guess my destiny's to go very fast, very fast. Oh my, I'm a fly, taking a free ride on a plane. When I get to San Antonio, I'm gonna make a lot of new fly friends. When I tell them that I am from Houston, their eyes will bug out. They say, no way, man. Don't tell us no Texas tales. How did you get here? I say, I flew. All those San Antonio flies will say, man alive, we got immense respect for you. Man. Zip zippity doo dah, zip zippity hey, zip zippity doo dah, zip zippity hey, zip 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 zip. Zip, 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 zip. I'm a flying a plane. I've got a lot of dreams. I never counted on a rolled up in flight magazine.
Sorry to disturb you, mister, he said, but there's nobody flying this plane, and I've flown this airline before. There's usually somebody in the front seat who is in charge of my well-being. There's nobody up there today. Would you please check it out with me? I'm sorry to disturb you, mister, but there's nobody flying this plane. I shouldn't have taken that pillow. I knew I shouldn't have fallen asleep. It's always when I'm groggy and impaired that there's some kind of an emergency where the world needs me to be in charge of their well-being. No, I don't know how to fly this thing, but I'm usually a quick study if you catch me after a shower and some caffeine. Put your tray tables in their upright positions. Put your seats and tray tables in their upright positions. Are your seats and tray tables in their upright positions? There's nobody flying this plane. I really should have studied more in college. I always knew I should have taken more no-dos, less whiskey, that evening course on aviation. But I have seen a button like this one in a movie where everyone lives in the end. Oh, the hero pushes it and pulls back the throttle and leans into the steering wheel ever so gently. I have seen a button like this one in a movie where everyone lives. But your tray tables in their upright positions. But your seats and tray tables in their upright positions. Are your seats and tray tables in their upright positions? There's no. Back from the bathroom, I figured it out right away. I knew I shouldn't have taken that pillow. I knew I shouldn't have fallen asleep. When the world seems to need me to be in charge of their well-being, there's usually something fishy, like a 10-year-old trying to trick me. You gotta be ready either way. You can't let yourself fall asleep on the plane. While you're tray tables in their upright positions. Put your seats and tray tables in their upright positions. Are your seats and tray tables in their upright positions? Some idiot messed with the stuff in this cockpit. He hit the one button you're never supposed to hit. We're heading down fast and there's no way to stop it. The controls are responding. There's nobody flying this plane.
Well, I'm an old Navy pilot and a writer in the sky. If there's something big you need to say, well, I might be your guy. A man runs to my hangar and says his name is Dave. And he's got an urgent job for me as I'm putting up my plane. Says, can you ride? I'm sorry. So big the ship leave. And can you do it all before the 6 o'clock train leaves? Well, I saw his desperation and the tear stains on his face. And I didn't have the heart to say, well, it's probably too late. So I jumped back in my aeroplane and I took off straight and high. For if one thing life has taught me, love is always worth a try. To my pattern, and there's not a cloud in sight. It's a fine day for flying as the white smoke trails behind. The letter S is tricky. It's a curve that goes both ways. At the beginning of the hottest word you'll ever have to say. And I think about his woman with a teardrop in her eye. She's walking toward the station. Will she look up at the sky? Will she see these words I'm tracing? Will she know that they're from Dave? Will she pause and change direction? Or will she step up on that train? If I remember him 5 years ago today. And he smiles and shows a picture of his wife and family. Shakes my hand and thanks me for the words that changed everything. Well, I'm an old Navy pilot and a writer in the sky. If there's something big you need to say, well, I might be your guy.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go, but I'm stuck here in the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. Well, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver bird on high. days away and westward bound. Far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain.
Gordon Lightfoot, Early Morning Rain. So many people covered that. That's from his release, Classic Masters. And then we heard Sky Rider, Great Story, from North Country Sky. That's Andy Baker. Great group from Baltimore area, We're About Nine, singing Nobody's Flying This Plane from their release, Paper Dust. And Richard Tindall covering Christine Lavin, Fly on a Plane. Boy, I didn't even get to Cozy Sheridan. Here's the chorus.
If I had an airplane, or you had an airplane, you could rest your head next to mine. Call me in my car tonight. Tell me where to meet your private flight. And we'd get a hotel, 'cause people with airplanes sleep in very nice rooms for the night. They rush off in the first early morning light, living their lives at the speed of their flight.
So we're bringing this plane in for a landing. Thanks for tuning in. Setlists at folkplus.com. And all aboard next week, same time, same channel, for Folk Plus.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors, celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail, morgan-outdoors.com.
The Daily draws on the unrivaled quality and expertise of the New York Times Global Newsroom. Our mission is to tell stories more deeply and to incorporate a new kind of transparency. Weekday evenings at 6:30 here on Radio Catskill.
This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole with the forecast. A winter weather advisory is in effect for our listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. A second wave of snow today may enter the region, possibly bringing an additional couple of inches of snow between late this afternoon and early tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions. After the snow, even colder air returns, overnight low of 12 tonight, with lows in the single digits the next two nights. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
WJFF.